And you are listening on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. This is 89.1 WEMU's Civic Matters. It's our regular Monday get-together with Mary Morgan, and Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and helps us identify civic engagement opportunities in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County each week. Mary, I assume since I can hear you, you are among those with power.
Oh my gosh, I was fingers crossed all weekend because a year ago I was out of power for a week. So I remember.
Although it was more in the winter months than the spring when you were out, right?
It was, I believe, in March. It was one of those spring windstorms, and it was nasty. So to all those people without power who probably aren't listening.
Exactly.
<Good luck. laughs>
Exactly. Yeah, more than 300,000 in the region affected, several thousand in Washtenaw County, and the work continues, and hopefully restoration will come sooner rather than later. Meantime, there is going to be a lot of activity throughout the course of the week, Mary. Among the items coming up is Ann Arbor City Council meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. And there's a couple of things on the agenda of interest. First and foremost, the 2018-2019 budget. How is that kind of shaping up at this point?
You know, the city works on a two-year budget cycle, so and this is the second year, so that it's for planning purposes, they've really already got most of the things nailed down for this current budget cycle. Nevertheless, there are some changes. They are putting priorities on pedestrian safety. There's some public safety funding in addition, including two additional police officers and some funds for the Police Community Relations Commission, which is a new one. Also affordable housing, they're reorganizing their sustainability and climate and energy staff. So, you know, some tweaks, I would say, but nothing too major. We'll be looking towards the next fiscal year in 2019 and 20, I think, for a sort of more substantive changes.
And it's going to be interesting to see what those substantive changes may include. The city of Ann Arbor, its landscape has been changing with a lot of development, and one area that remains undeveloped is the old YMCA lot, the Y lot, as they call it. Council tonight, once again, is scheduled to vote on whether to purchase that property back from a developer it sold it to in 2014, I believe. And will they get that property back from Dahlman or not?
Well, that is a big question. It's very controversial. There were some community members on Friday that held a protest on the site. They want to bring it back to affordable housing. I don't know whether there's going to be any change. They need 8 votes for it to pass.
Yeah, and back on April 2nd, they only got 7, right?
That's right. And Jane Lum was absent at that meeting. So, she is viewed as a swing vote, although, it's not by any means clear whether she will support the buyback or not. So I think that'll probably get a lot of public commentary tonight and additional discussion as well.
Now, the original agreement when the property was sold to the Dahlman developer was that the city could purchase it back if it remained undeveloped in 4 years' time for a price of $4.2 million. And estimates are, I don't think there's been an official assessment, but estimates are that it's worth over 7 and perhaps just under 10, somewhere in that range. And so it would make perfect sense for council to want to buy it back and either perhaps resell it or look at it as another use.
Dennis Dahlman bought it for $5.25 million. He argues that there is, that there are reasons that the city caused him to be unable to develop it. There's a lawsuit that he filed against the city, which is complicating matters. It's really a mess, and it's sad to see because that's a really valuable piece of property. Not just from a monetary standpoint, but from a use perspective, what could be there could really change the character of that part of town.
Are you going to be attending the Ann Arbor City Council viewing party tonight?
I might drop by. The Twitterati who follow City Council under the hashtag A2 Council are going to be actually coming in person to the Work and Tile at 118 South Main in downtown Ann Arbor tonight to watch the party. They occasionally come together in person, just to be a little more social. So that's in my neighborhood. So I might make a stop by.
And given what's on the agenda, it might be an interesting one to watch, and certainly in good company. There's another meeting this week, and that is of the Ann Arbor Library Board, and I believe it's looking at its budget as well.
Yeah, significantly smaller budget. That's true. But it is also their budget cycle. They'll be looking at the budget and probably then taking an actual vote on it next month. I haven't had a chance to look at the numbers yet for their proposed budget, but they are continuing their discussion about what to do with the downtown building, and so that is going to be a factor. If not this year, then next year, I would imagine.
Again, the future being determined, and we're not sure exactly what that looks like. So it will be interesting, and we'll be following along and catching up on the news as those decisions are made. And, of course, there are always opportunities to find ways to better civically engage and become more involved by joining on commission at various levels of government. And there are new ways in Ann Arbor to do so more easily.
Yeah, I really have to hand it to the city. They hired a gentleman, his name is Kelly Beatty, specifically to coordinate advisory boards and commissions, and I think he's doing a great job so far. One of the things he's done is to add an online system that is makes it a little bit easier to find vacancies, and then there's also an application process that you can do online, which makes it a little bit easier as well. So you can go, and there'll be links on WEMU's website as well as CivCity.
Indeed.
To go, and you can check the current board membership of all of the advisory boards and commissions. You can see when there are vacancies. It tells you when the terms are ending. So you can see, there's an upcoming person who's going to be cycling off. And it just gives you a list of all the boards as well, so you can kind of get a sense of the opportunities. And, I think the more we can, as a community, make these things accessible, the better and the easier it is for people to get involved.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside my partner, Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the CivCity Initiative in Ann Arbor. We've talked about what elected officials in Ann Arbor will be doing tonight and discussed some of the ways residents can participate in city issues by applying to serve on one of a number of commissions. Now we can talk about heading back to the ballot boxes, at least in some portions of Washtenaw County. May 8th is right around the corner, Mary.
I know. The deadline for registering is already passed, so you hope everybody's all set on that front. Just a reminder, you can get an absentee ballot. Ann Arbor or Michigan is a state that requires certain reasons, but they are pretty broad, including if you think you're going to be absent from the city on Election Day, if you're 60 or older, so, benefits for those folks who are hitting that age. And a range of other things. So it really makes voting a little bit easier, although I personally like going to the polls. Makes me feel like I'm part of something, bigger than that's going on in our democracy. But there are many reasons why people find absentee voting more convenient. So I'd encourage you to check it out if you qualify.
And it does seem as though there is a trend leaning towards, at one point, perhaps allowing for no reason absentee voting.
Well, right. There is a ballot proposal that may get on the ballot in November. And one of the things with the whole raft of voting reforms, and one of them would be to create a no reason absentee voting process in Michigan. So I think that's a great idea, and I would support that for sure.
Well, one of the issues we always look at when elections roll around is how are we best going to deal as a community, as a county, as a state, and as a nation with poverty, and that's going to be the focus of an upcoming meeting as hosted by the local League of Women Voters.
Yeah, they have a new series. It's called Brews and Views. It's going to be on April 18th at 7:30 at Holmes Brewery on Jackson Road, and they're going to have someone speak from a nonprofit called Friends Indeed, who the nonprofit works to alleviate poverty in our community. And some of the discussion will include efforts for voter registration and education that's specifically tailored to families living in poverty in Washtenaw County. So I think that's a really good opportunity to get involved.
Yeah, it's going to be a good conversation, I would imagine. And if I guess right, Mary, I assume it doesn't take a whole lot of convincing to send you down to Bill's Beer Garden, does it?
That is also in my stomping ground, that's for sure. And now I have additional reason, Friday. This is another sign of spring. The Commuter Challenge, which is a program of Get Downtown, is kicking off. It actually starts on May 1st and runs the whole month of May. But on April 20th, from 6 to 8 p.m., you can go to Bill's Beer Garden on Ashley and find out more about how to register, what the challenge entails, how you can participate. The whole idea is to get people to use alternative forms of transportation, get out of their car, maybe walk to work, or if they can, or ride their bike, or carpool, or take a bus.
Healthy environment, healthy people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that is organized by the city's Get Downtown program, and you can find it online at Get Downtown, and we'll have a link on our website as well. Mary, thank you very much for the time, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and our partner in the weekly conversation on civic engagement opportunity. It's called Civic Matters, and you can get every episode online at WEMU.org. And additionally, you can find out all about the things Mary has cooking at civcity.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.